Michelangelo's Renaissance, a novel by Michael A. Kaminsky. Confessions of a Media Mafia Hitman. An epic allegory of rebirth, revelation, redemption, and revolution. From the Great Depression through the turbulent 60s at Berkeley to the Great Recession comes a raucous saga of corporate conspiracy, intrigue, greed, and murder. Michelangelo Kozlov, a once self-satisfied plutocrat and successful media hitman for the media mafia, a contract assassin of character, is living large when his idyllic lifestyle is shattered by a putative attack by Islamic terrorists a month after 9/11, provoking a painfully honest re-examination of his callow core values. It is a cautionary, yet sometimes playful parable of the sixth mass extinction from climate change. Unless. Does the aging artist Mickey Kozlov, a once strident 60s countercultural activist, have the courage, conviction, and guile to again oppose, by any means necessary, the canons and ruthless plutocrats of the same mighty machina ex corporate that made him very rich? Based on true events, the horrific 1999 petroleum pipeline explosion in Bellingham, Washington, that claimed three innocent young unfinished lives, causing millions of dollars of damage to a pristine ecosystem. So this tragic incident became the inspirational and aspirational genesis for a romanic clay, or a novel about real life overlaid with a facade of fiction. Certain liberties were taken with the facts, including causation and dates, for literary and dramatic purposes. Grandiose? Perhaps. Middlebrow? Probably. Pedantic? Sure. It's a gift. With the exception of notable historical figures, all of the characters are fictitious. Any resemblance to the bad guys, living or dead, is purely coincidental, unless it ain't. The main protagonist, Michelangelo Kozlov, bears more than a casual resemblance to the author, insofar as the similitude and abundance of disturbing foibles and irritating idiosyncrasies. The novel, Michelangelo's Renaissance, is available on Amazon.com in ebook for Kindle and trade paperback, 682 pages.